you didn't know that I was going to begin to speak on how we get frustrated or we want to give up and things just don't seem like they're ever going to change. And the Lord has been speaking to me. A lot of what we have been going through is because of where we're going. It's because of where we're going. And we need to have an understanding that where you're going, the enemy doesn't want you there. You may turn on both lights, please. Thank you. I came in this afternoon and began to pray and ask God specifically something for tonight. I was going to lead off with, it's ladies' night. You still have it? I was going to lead off with, it's ladies' night. We're going to come in and have happy hour. Now you're looking at me like, first you got me in this just solitude. Hey. But it's just like that movie, Weekend at Bernie's. When the music starts to play, he starts to get the mood. See, we gotta understand that God wants us to be happy. He wants us to have fun. It's not just about the ladies, because it's going to be Mama Day. It ain't just about the ladies. I don't know about you, but I think every day should be Mama Day. What do you think? Yeah. Men, don't get mad. There's just more women in here tonight. So every night should be ladies' night. How many of you women in here, if you come home from working hard, just had a hard day, period. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you have the hardest job of all. You're a homekeeper. You're a home manager. Okay? And you're tired. Won't you like somebody to come home and just rub your feet with some oil? Mm-hmm. Put that music on the back. Give me a little bit of something that's in jazzy feel. Come on. Come on. Give me some jazzy feel, man. Come on. I know you got it. Here we go. Here we go. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Oh, what you said now? Baby, I know you're tired. I know you've been working hard on her. Let me just take hold of you tonight. I know you have been laboring hard all day. Let me just bring peace and tranquility to you. I've warmed up the baby oil. Just take off those sandals, those high heels, those chanclas if you got them on. Let me just rub your feet down, because this is how much I love you. How many of y'all want that? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Yeah. Y'all should be like, hey, I want that. I want that. Watch this. I got y'all. I got y'all. See, baby, what I do for you, I know you do for me. So if I take care of your feet, you'll take care of my feet. Y'all better be touching your man's feet. If you don't like it, take him to go get a pedicure. And men, if you don't like a pedicure, we need to talk. You may get scared when you see that cheese grater come at your foot, but don't worry about that. It's a process. It's hard looking good. But you see, we all must be pampered, taken care of. I mean, you know that God wants to do the same for you. That he wants to step right into your hard day. Why are you stopping now? Man, you just left everybody hanging. Okay, here we go. Continue on. Feel me now? Let's get some Barry White up in here. After a hard day, you can't even think straight. The headache just went beyond different levels. And he just says, let me be your lover. Let me come right on in to your very situation. And then he's going to say these very precious words. Be still. Be still. That's just what he says. And know that I'm God. How is it that God can come into a hard day and just tell you to be still? And just tell you, I know. I know what you're going through. This room. Got a front row now. Come on in and tell you, be still. Put your mind at ease. Let your heart begin to beat with my heart. And let you know that I'm going to get right into your space. Everything that causes you pain, that hurts in every area of your life. Let me get in. Let me get there. You've tried it too long. You've had it too rough. You've got too much going on. And you can't even see straight. Hear your heart saying, God, I need to know. I need to know. Because there's too much ambiguity. Will you show me truth? I speak to your heart, young man. I speak to your heart. Wounded and abandoned. But I will never leave you, says the Spirit of God. I will never leave you. I will be with you always. Relationships that have been in turmoil. You've been misunderstood. God says, I'm going to bring an end to that season of your life. I'm going to bring healing to you, son. Because you need it now more than ever in your life. I'm going to set you on a course that's going to liberate your mind. And heal your heart. I will reveal myself to you, says God. I will reveal myself to you. That your eyes will see what you've desired to see. I speak to you, young man, as you were a young child. And I declare unto you, you will never be taken advantage of again. And I declare unto you healing. And I remove the very images of pain and turmoil off of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Daddy God wants to get in. Daddy wants to get into that place to bring healing, understanding, and wholeness to each one of our lives. But we're too busy. Not busy doing, too busy worrying. Your worrying is not going to complete anything. It's only going to cause you to have so much turmoil in your spirit that when he begins to speak, you won't hear. He needs for us to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, not what our spirit is saying. We need to hear, and we need to hear clearly. Let God get into that very place. Church and the elders would put oil on them. Pray for healing. There needs to be some healing that needs to take place. I don't know if you know what I'm about to tell you, or if you do, this will only be more confirmation to you. The jealousy that surrounds you is not because of anything else other than the light that's inside of you. You can rally many people around you. You're always taken advantage of. They're always backstabbing you. They're always talking about you and making lies about you. And you don't even understand why. You've only been a friend, but yet they're always coming against you. Jealousy will follow you because what God has placed inside of you, son, is very powerful. Very powerful. And I speak a clarity into your spirit and into your heart to know that God wants to use you to speak with such boldness and accuracy. There is a prophetic gifting that is inside of you that you will know what they do not know. You will hear what they do not hear, and you will see what they have yet seen. I unlock that very gift, the prophetic gifting inside of you. And you will begin to move. And they will say you're very clear, what do they call it, clairvoyant? You're going to know things that people are going to say, how do you know? One, I encourage you, and then I caution you. It's God. It's the gift of God that He's given you. I encourage you to give God glory. I declare it to you, man. You're about to see things change in your life like never before. Like never before. I spoke to you the other day concerning influence. The influence that I spoke to you about rests and resides on him as well. At times, and I don't know if I didn't talk to him about anything that goes on with anybody he knows, correct? At times, y'all are at odds. Because there's too much of leadership that's in the both of you, but you must be walking in the direction that God has called you to walk in. The creativity that's inside of you, God wants to use so that He can be glorified in everything that He does. The writings that you do and the things that you will put together, God will begin to be magnified in the very gift that He's placed inside of you. The writings will begin to touch those that will read it and begin to say, how did you know that this is what I've been going through? Be encouraged. Not only will you have visions and dreams, but you will see in an angelic realm. Before the night is over tonight, you will have seen angels in your very midst. God wants to reveal the supernatural to you at a level that would change the atmosphere of where you go. Give God glory. Give God glory. Church, extend your hands to this generation that is standing before you. I speak to your heart. Now what I feel about you is different. What I feel about you is freedom. 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 You'll be like that of a stallion that has been loosed out of a pen, has never been ridden, but will not need to be broken, just loosed. You will run free, because in that freedom, you will find him like never before. Like never before. It won't be a revelation that's new. It'll be illumination of Him. Of Him. A light that you'll feel at times that will blind you so much that you can't see. Will begin to burn some things out of you, but to put inside of you more of Him. Trust the Spirit of God and what He's doing. There's a young lady that I see that at times makes you happy, and at other times, that's nothing so prophetic that you can say, wow, that's God. Women have a tendency to do that, no offense. But you tend to find that when you begin to speak your heart, that's when you feel that they don't take the time to listen. You have a lot to say, but you hold it. You're afraid of getting hurt of what you say or what you share. And I speak to your heart now. I speak to your heart and I declare unto you the healing of the precious blood of the Lamb Jesus, that by His stripes you are healed from the wounds. And everything that the enemy has tried to do, I declare right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the plans of the enemy are canceled right now in Jesus' mighty name. 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 I speak to the spirit man, and I declare unto you to come forth. I uproot everything that is not of you, God. And I declare in this precious vessel of this man, the purity, the love, the understanding, the caring. Let his voice be heard. Let him articulate the things that you show him. Let him move in such a way that they will have an understanding. Truly, God is in the midst. Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, I declare right now that the blood of the Lamb Jesus permeate him and make him one with you. Make him one with you. Not to be a religious boy, but to be relational with you. Relational. I bind every word that's gone through these ear gates right now in the name of Jesus that are not of you, God. I take captive right now in the name of Jesus. I declare to this young man, he will hear the purity of God, the voice of God, the voice of angels. He'll begin to hear with such power and such authority that he'll begin to move in a generation. I see you walking in the campuses and talking to people, and people are going to start to listen. And they're going to ask you, what is this? What is this? And then out of your mouth, without even knowing it, thus saith the Lord, is going to come forth. And it will be such a strong prophetic word that will be delivered. They'll begin to call you a prophet. Beloved, be at peace and know that it's the gifting of God that's inside of you, that he will begin to shine through you. Give God glory. Give God glory. Signs and wonders I have bestowed upon you. Signs and wonders I have given you. The gift of healing. By the stripes upon the back of Jesus Christ, I have placed within inside of you a gift that will heal many. Trust the prompting of the Spirit of God and listen unto his voice. I cast down every word, every vain imagination, and everything that is not of God. And I declare you to be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, God, that you're loosening him. That you're loosing him into the very field that you called him to be free in. Now, Father, as they begin to do their ministry, Lord, as they begin to move about, that they'll begin to have an understanding of your word, an understanding of your presence, and an understanding of what you're about to do. God, I just thank you that this generation is like a Joshua and Caleb. They were going to say, give me my mountain. Give me my portion. And they give you glory, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, be at peace. I see, and I need you to hear this. I don't know anything that goes on with you personally or your personal life, but I see your mother laying down crying quite often. And as she's crying, she doesn't have an understanding and direction of what she's to do. She's lost in the place of her sorrow and guilt. And there's more guilt than sorrow. but the sorrow now is beginning to put a spirit of depression on her. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus that she is going to come under the spirit of joy, and things are about to turn around, and she's going to begin to see some things. Think it not strange when she starts talking to you. She's going to just start laughing and laughing, and you're going to say, "What is it? What is it? I just remember you when you were little, and I remember some of the silly things that you used to do, and it's funny, it's amusing to me, but it feels good." Some of the good memories that have been suppressed are about to be released. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be at peace, man. Have some fun. Have some fun. I appreciate you. I don't know you, but
amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew. Whew, everybody take a deep breath. Now release it. One more time, one more time. One more time. Is this meditation? No, you're just letting go of all that stress. Amen? Hallelujah. You ready? Let's get the Bible out. Let's get into some word. Y'all ready for the word? Let's get into the word. Yeah, turn your Bibles to Psalms 46:10, please. You can